T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So, why is this making national news? Why is it so big? But Philly.com, Philadelphia Inquirer, Daily News, they don't think it's newsworthy at all. So what is my news judgment as a talk show host? Should I go by Fox and a number of people to say that if you're sitting there at a restaurant joint in downtown Philadelphia, by the way, did you happen to know that the place where Candace Owens and Charles Kirk were assaulted by the mob, the Jim Kenney mob, the Philadelphia mob, the out-of-control, kind of scuzzy mob, to put it mildly, the occupiers slash usual suspects, is only, I would say, it's within 500 feet, roughly, of a plaque. Anybody know what the plaque signifies? Another famous Philadelphia radical who's often lionized by this group. There's a plaque near where this restaurant was, where this attack happened yesterday in Philadelphia, that is not news, just so we're clear, according to the newspapers of record in town, Philadelphia Inquirer, Daily News. It's near the monument to where Daniel Faulkner was gunned down from a distance of about 18 inches, give or take, by Mumia Abu-Jamal. That's where this is located. Just a little historical marker of proud Philadelphia radicals. Here's a little bit of how it sounded yesterday at the height of it when Kirk and Candace Owens, conservative activists, call them what you will, were having a breakfast. Apparently, their graphics people are here in Philadelphia. I hope those names don't get out. And the mob descended on them. Then I'll answer the question that even they had. How in the world do they rouse this number of people? You may have heard that if you're watching Fox News. The mob, the Antifa slash usual suspects, how does the mob get roused that quickly? People were wondering about. Wow. I'll explain, because as you know, I know these people. How many times have we brought you sound for, right here at 4th and Market? One time with a bullhorn in the head and all that, as they blocked a woman into traffic and kidnapped her and refused to let her go in her car. And the police stood by and let it go on for hours. It's Philadelphia. It's Jim Kenney's Philadelphia. Here's how it sounded yesterday.
Hey, come over here.
Your mother. What's your promise? 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 What's your promise?
Yeah, they're talking about they're in opposition to white supremacy, saying that to a black woman, Candace Owens, among other choice expletives yesterday. Now, when you go in the Antifa Philadelphia Twitter, they say we're going to drive out racists like Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA and people protect him, including race traitors. Now, Candace Owens, if you've seen her, I'm sure, if you follow stuff at all, on Fox News Channel a lot, is a 20-something African-American female conservative who they probably identified. Kirk, I'm not sure. And they have all kinds of ways. This is what they do all day long. And they were calling her and the cops that were blocking them, ultimately, race traitors. And they started to open up on the police yesterday and scream all kinds of things at the Philadelphia police that Jim Kenney feels is appropriate. This is protest in Philadelphia. Now, you know, we've been over this point before, and I've been over it with some of whom I think are not real cops, the so-called civil affairs cops. They've been led to believe that almost anything that's done is okay, is not assaultive, is not disturbing the peace, particularly when you're in a restaurant, they come in and harass you. What about there in a business? Now, I think the national people, I get it why they're doing it, are trying to lay this at the feet of Maxine Waters. She deserves it for what she said. You have to understand, though, these people are not some random people who need Maxine Waters to stimulate them. There are a lot of Democrats now, like the mob who bothered us the other day when Tom MacArthur came on. They're stimulated by Maxine Waters. You know the stuff about confront them, don't let them be out there anywhere. It's extended now, not just to administration officials, but it's also extended to people that differ with them, particularly here in Philadelphia. We had a guy on yesterday who told us about coming here to Philadelphia over the weekend. This was a pro-blue rally for the police, and he had his tire slashed and his vehicle attacked. I'll play that for you a little bit later on, a little bit of it from yesterday, leader of this group from Virginia Beach. So this is a common occurrence in Philadelphia. Now, one of the people I blame for this, of course, it's Jim Kenney, who says nothing about this and yet blamed Trump for the doll that was hung up at a playground on Friday at 8th and Catherine. I blame Republicans here locally. Where the hell are they? It takes the state Republicans, it seems like, to ever say anything. Where are the local Republicans, representatives, out there in the suburbs where you might be, and having them withhold money from Philadelphia, punish Philadelphia, fight Philadelphia? Because in my view, Philadelphia is the problem. This is a utopia for these people, or a dystopia. The mob that we saw, they're not egged on by Maxine Waters per se. This is what they do. Now, I've been out there. Some of them are Occupy. Some of them are just anti-Trump. Some of them are these abolish ICE groups. They all have this gang-like quality about them. And they're arrested repeatedly, or some of them are. They get out. They have Larry Krasner. Nothing happens. This is like a play in Philadelphia. These are actors. Now, I don't know. They were seeming to allege Candace Owens on this morning was alleging that maybe they're paid by George Soros or something like that. It's possible that some of them are. You have to understand, though, these are the shock troops. These are the ground troops. These are the people that might do just about anything. How in the world do they get there and mass that quickly? Well, they either work odd jobs, don't work. That's why they can be holding these camps, these Occupy camps, these abolish ICE camps. They have a vast social media front, and this is their life. This is their hobby. This is what they get off on. This is their fun. That's why you hear the whistles, the bullhorns. They all have stuff like this. Their mechanism is to shout you down, shut you down, intimidate you. And I maintain Kenny, particularly, Krasner, they're sending a message that here in Philadelphia, these are the rules of the road. This is what is going to happen. And some in the media, the major media in town, don't even deign to cover this. They don't see this. They start to normalize this. They start to think that this is a First Amendment right of theirs or protest. Maybe even if you're inside having breakfast, they have a right to come and confront you, to say their piece to you. These are not office holders. How far does this extend? They don't care. And what do Republicans do? Either say nothing or crumple in the light of this. All right, here is the other part to this. It'll be cut eight, Bill. This is Candace Owens making the point as an African-American female being called a race traitor, etc. What is being said by that? It's being said that if you're a black person, you're the worst of all, particularly if you're a cop or you're Candace Owens. You must think like they do. You must be on that side or at least shut up, or we're going to come after you. Here's what she said.
And they had a bullhorn, and they were very close to my face, screaming in my ear. It was reminiscent of the civil rights era. This is what you would expect at the civil rights era if a black woman was dining at a restaurant.
You know, you've been through a lot, though. This is not the first time. It seems that race comes up a lot because you happen to be conservative, and you happen to be an African-American.
That's correct.
This is every... Deneen Borelli's book, remember I mentioned it to you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, read the Google my name and the most horrific names come up.
That's correct, because liberals believe that they own blacks still. They believe that there is something proprietary about being black in this country. And if you deviate from the way that they want you to think and the way that they want you to act, they grow violent.
All right. Absolutely right. So here's the deal. Nationally, you could see Fox News Channel. You can see any number of others. This may, because it's visual. They have pictures. This is another step. These are not office holders. These are not people in the Trump administration. They are conservative activists that were set upon here, one an African-American female, making the case. You spin this around. You have Trump thugs. Say we had Trump thugs in MAGA hats doing these actions coming into Philadelphia. You would be shut down instantly. You're not going to be able to do that. It's Philadelphia. It's Kenny and Krasner. That's the problem. The only way to deal with that is to fight them where they live. It's money. It is in the state legislature, the sanctuary city stuff. This is a lot bigger. It's not Maxine Waters. It's what goes on here in Philadelphia and has gone on for years. And Philadelphia, you have to understand that this is reminiscent of Sam Katz running for mayor against John Street back in the day. Goes to West Philadelphia the first day, 200 guys screaming at him at the top of their lungs, cursing at him, shutting him down, has to stop his event. My advice is, never stop your event. They bring 200, you have 200 guys there. You got to realize that's what you have to do to be able to speak in Philadelphia. I've been through it. I've seen them over the years. I've contested this. The police that I know, their instincts are certainly to help and stop this. They are not going to help you in Philadelphia. If it's a dispute with the union, they're not going to help you. If it's a dispute with these people, they really didn't help yesterday. Nothing happened here to the people engaged in this. Now, I think that Kirk made a mistake. He kind of got on his high horse. He didn't press charges. You have to put it on record and press charges here. It's not a sign of weakness. You have to demand that. But where are local Republicans of one sort or another? What do they offer, or are they just giving up Philadelphia as a space? I'm sitting in the most historic part of the country. You know what happened here. And this has been taken over and given over, that you can't come here if you're a Trump supporter, a conservative, or whatever, without potentially dire consequences. And some of these the civil affairs cops and whatever, they put themselves through all sorts of mental gymnastics to say this is about freedom of speech and free exchange. It's not. It's about mobs. These are mobs. And they're going to do a whole lot worse if they're not brought to heel. Then you have the racial element here, African-American female, that sets them off. You must go along with this or you are part of white supremacy. You are part of pushing this on. Now, here's Charles Kirk, Bill. This will be cut 7. Here's what he said yesterday he was trying to do in the middle of all this skirmish right there around 12th and Locust.
What they said? What, tell everybody.
Not just to me, they also to the police officers. This was a primarily black police force. This is Philadelphia. There was only one white police officer. The rest were black and Hispanic. They called us race traitors. They were saying F the police, and they were saying that all police are racist, despite the fact that this was an all-white group, Antifa, facing an all-black police force, and myself telling us essentially that we had to go.
I did notice that you both kept your cool. And you stayed out. You were not going to go back in. I would probably, if I was there, I would have stayed out because I'm a lunatic. But I would have advised you guys to go inside.
But you
felt it was important not to.
Well, they drove us out of the restaurant. And Candace and I said, you know what? Let's just stand here for a couple minutes and show them that we're not going to back down. Very peacefully. We're not going to retaliate if things get thrown at us. Little did we know we actually have stuff thrown at us. But look, we don't want to play the victim card here. That's what the left does all the time.
Instead, not the victim card, but this is...
Use this as a warning. This is what's called on by Maxine Waters.
Wait a minute. Get in their face in grocery stores, in the mall, if I remember correctly.
In restaurants, she said. Yeah, so this is Maxine Waters' America, and we felt it was an important moment to show America exactly what we are fighting, because not many people understand this is real. They've grown increasingly violent because they understand that they are losing.
Well, I put a different spin on it. You know, Maxine Waters is certainly a part of it, Dom Giordano's show. This is Jim Kenney, Larry Krasner's Philadelphia. This is the Democrat Party here. And the weak Republican Party, and there is no element that I can tell you in Philadelphia that's going to come to your aid. The police are not allowed to do that. They suffer dire consequences, particularly post-Starbucks. You are on your own if you come here to protest, hold an event, get all the permits. You can do anything that you want. They're telling you it doesn't matter here. And the problem is they're doing what the mob will do and what a guy like Kenny will do, what thugs will do. What are Republicans prepared to do? And the answer is not a hell of a lot. Do they not have some cards here when it comes to Philadelphia? So this is more of a Philadelphia. It's national, Maxine. I get all that stuff. To me, it's more personal. This is the Philadelphia story. This is what the city where all the freedoms happened, unfree. That's what Philadelphia is. And vast numbers of Philadelphians like it this way. They like it that Philadelphia is like this. They see it as a point of honor. Don't come here in Philadelphia and think you're going to talk conservative principles or Donald Trump, certainly. You're not doing it here. And the police are not going to help you only so much. 855-839-1210. You get in right now. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. Just push pound 1210. I'm coming to your calls next. I'd love to get your reaction to this. I think it's better to stay into the restaurant because then the business has to make a decision. Then the business is where there's more tension because then you make the point about businesses suffering. I know you're inflicting it on the other patrons that are in there. Staying in the restaurant, drawing them to doing that. Now they're not on property that is so-called public property. That's a better strategy with this. Particularly if you have security. We're not leaving. We're finishing this. We don't care what you do. That has to be the attitude. It's tough, though. Love to get you in. Your response. Am I right? This is about Republicans. Philadelphia is calling the bluff. They're saying, this is what we do, and we're going to continue to do it, and you can't stop it. Tell me how Donald Trump is stopping this. The feds are not stopping any of this. They're not going to be able to. They don't have standing. The morons in Harrisburg who are Republicans and out there in the suburbs, they want to put an R in front of their name, but they've given up on this. They just say, hey, Philadelphia's going to do what they want to do. That's it. You have to accept it. Don't come here. Give up. Just send them money, though. Send them a lot of money. That's the deeper story here versus just worrying about Maxine Waters. 855-839-1210. You'll get in. Hey, first, let me tell you about my friend and dentist, Dr. Robert Bentz of the Bentz Dental Implant Center in East Norriton. He is simply the best, the very best at what he does. You don't have to just take my word for it. Nationally, he's been selected by his peers and awarded the American College of Prosthodontists Private Practice Award. Locally, recognized as a top dentist by both Philadelphia Magazine and Suburban Life Magazine. And do you have problems maybe with implants? Because Dr. Bentz services, repairs, and replaces dental implants. He and his team are highly trained in fixing even the most complex problems. He has an on-site laboratory, state-of-the-art. That cuts down the number of visits. Sedation dentistry, state-of-the-art. It's all right there. From simple dentistry all the way up to the more complex things. This is the place to go. My dentist, Dr. Bentz. Reach him at 610-272-6949. 610-272-6949.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.